folks, before we go on with the show, I would like to direct your attention over to the Ovaltron, because in just a few short moments, we're going to show you just what happened when Simon King and Trevor North locked horns in a very, very interesting dark match. Apparently, during this match, Jack Craven took it upon himself to interrupt the contest, not only hitting both men and the referee with his Jack Attack Slam finisher, but also going on to slam Trevor North's head into our steel stairs right in front of me so many times that North's head busted open like a can of tomatoes. Fans, it was a bloodbath like none I had ever seen before, and I kid you not, I've seen them all. As for Simon King, he was thrown violently through our Spanish announcer's table, and as you can see, Miguel and Paco picking up the remnants of what's left of their announcer's spot. I gotta tell you this, folks. Simon King was knocked out cold at this moment. Both men are being rushed to the hospital, and just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, it wasn't. That's right, it wasn't over. Throughout the week, rumors have been circulating that Jack Craven was not only fired from WEWA, but also that he was removed from the Hall of Fame after actions that Mr. Batia, our eWrestling.org owner, himself called unfitting of a Hall of Famer. Now that I've set the scene, folks, it's time to see just what happened in one of the most shocking interviews of 2005. It's time for the immortal one. It's time to hear what Jack Craven has on his mind. Let's go to the Ovaltron. Fans, I don't believe it. Jack Craven has commandeered the ring. All I see is blood all over the place. It looks like the Tate and Lemmy on the Mercy. And oh my God, Craven has destroyed Trevor North. Look at Simon King. He's in the rubble of the Spanish announcer table. And folks, Jack Craven is now getting into the ring. And he's demanding for the microphone. Jack Craven has stepped. And folks, he looks irate. I'm going to stop talking. I don't want him to come down here.
Simon King and Trevor North are on their way to the hospital right now. ICU, intensive care unit. They're headed to the hospital because I sent them there. They'll get x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, bunch of fucking doctors telling them what's broken, what's not, what's fixable, and how long it'll take them to fix it. That's the daily grind here in the WEWA. That's how it goes. Until one day, somebody in a fucking suit and tie decides that on paper, you're not worth the risk anymore. One day you get your fair share of concussions and you're a liability. You know what? I've got something here I want to read to all of you. I want to give you all a sneak peek of how things work backstage. How the politicians of the company decide in the blink of an eye who stays and who goes. Dear Mr. Craven, after careful review of your medical status and consideration of your past medical history, we regret to inform you that you have been determined to be a liability to the World E-Wrestling Alliance. Your contract has been terminated as your services are no longer considered worth the potential risks. Sincerely, Scott Champion, Vice President of Operations. I walk straight into Petit's office. I tell him to go fuck himself. I tell the doctors to go fuck themselves. Nobody says when I'm done but me. You think a bump on the head is going to take me out? You think you can just fire Jack Craven? I wake up the next morning and I have a message on my machine saying I've been removed from the Hall of Fame. The crowning achievement of my entire fucking career erased. Gone. Because I refuse to stay down? When the medical bills get too expensive? Because I refuse to bend over and take it up the ass for Mr. Batie? For all the other suits in this place? Who wouldn't know a real legend if one slapped them across the face? 5 years 5 years. I've worked my ass off for this company. I put my blood, my sweat, my tears into the WEWA. And what do I get in return? Fired! All of my accomplishments, everything I've done, erased. I am sick to death of all the politics that have taken over this place. This place that I helped create. This place that I love. You want to fire me? You want to keep me out? Go ahead and try, assholes. Do you hear me, Petit? You go ahead and fucking try. You'll never get rid of me. I'll be at the grinder. And I'll be here the week after that. And the week after that. And the week after that. You want to try and stop me? Give me everything you've got. I'll tear this entire goddamn roster apart, piece by piece. You hear me? Piece by piece. You want to take me out of the Hall of Fame? You want to take me out of where I deserve to be? Go ahead, take me out. But good luck keeping me out. Good luck, you son of a bitch. You're gonna need it.
Oh my god! Jack Craven has just snapped! And as he exits the ring, you can tell Jack Craven is furious at Miz. Oh my god! Oh my god, folks! Jack Craven just collapsed in the ring! Medical team, come out of here! Oh my god, folks! Jack Craven has collapsed! Oh my god! Somebody help Jack Craven! This is unbelievable. The show hasn't even started. This is insane. Somebody contact Petit. Somebody has to remove Jack Craven from this roster. He can't show up here at Superstar shows unannounced. The guy is going to kill himself.